Exercise 5, page 76.
Here's Anna Hudson again to tell us this week's DVD releases. What have you got for us today, Anna?
Well, first of all, I want to recommend The Iron Lady. It's a 2011 biopic of the former British Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher. The film was directed by Phyllida Lloyd and has received countless awards since its release. With most of the praise going to the star of the film, Meryl Streep, who plays the main role of Thatcher herself. There is also a strong supporting cast, including some familiar faces of British cinema, such as Jim Broadbent and Richard E. Grant.
Can you tell us briefly what the film is about? I mean, what part of Thatcher's life does it cover?
First of all, The Iron Lady may not be a work of fiction, but film audiences should always understand that there is only so much truth that can be included in any film. Some details are omitted because of the length of a film compared to a lifetime, and others are missing because they are not deemed to be important to the overall mood of the film. The story spans Thatcher's life from her teenage years until her 80s. The film is presented from an arbitrary day from her life in recent years and retells the story of her past through flashback sequences. We see her as a teenager, the daughter of a grocer. We see the young lady who entered politics in the 1950s. And we witness how she met and began a life with her husband, Dennis Thatcher. The young Thatcher is played convincingly by Alexandra Roche. Having learned about the influences of the emerging politician, the film then skips to the 1970s and focuses on Thatcher's time as leader of the Conservative Party. Meryl Streep stars both as Thatcher in her political prime, as well as the vulnerable present-day octogenarian. So the film covers a large portion of Thatcher's life, and for this reason, it is unable to focus on precise details of any particular moment of her life.
Can you tell us more about the performances of the actors who played Margaret Thatcher?
Let me start with the young Thatcher. Alexandra Roche gives a fine performance as a powerful and single-minded young woman. She shows vulnerability too. And in her early relationship to Dennis Thatcher, you see her emotional dependence on his support. It's difficult to describe how good a performance it is because we don't really know what Thatcher was like at that time. Meryl Streep, however, gives a breathtaking performance of the Thatcher that the public knows so well. There are people who make a living out of doing impersonations of politicians. This might be the best likeness I've ever seen, though. There is no doubt, whether you like the film or not, that Meryl Streep is a great actor and deserved all the praise and awards she achieved from playing this demanding role. The most interesting part of the film, in my opinion, is the way Streep plays Thatcher growing into power and becoming the woman who would dominate British politics for 15 years.
For what other reasons did you enjoy The Iron Lady?
Besides the performances of the cast, the other details which seemed crucial to the success of this film were the realistic makeup and costumes. There was no need for digital special effects, but it was quite remarkable how much the actors could be made to look like their characters. I'd never have envisaged Meryl Streep being Thatcher, so on top of her fine acting talent, being given the correct look only helped the performance seem more authentic and believable. The same can't be said of the film sets. Not every political scene looked like it was actually filmed in a government building or parliament.
Were there any drawbacks to the film?
Well, there were a few. Perhaps the most disappointing aspect of the film is that it glosses over most of the controversial moments of Thatcher as Prime Minister. The story just doesn't get into details of any single political event because there were too many to get through in so much of her life. However, there were some very clever references made to these moments. Clearly, the director realized that not everything could be covered and thought of other ways to include little nods to other events. For instance, at the beginning of the film, we see the elderly Thatcher buying a carton of milk from a grocery store. She is heard to remark about how expensive the milk is. I think this was an attempt at irony by the director, as it was Thatcher who ended free milk cartons being given to every schoolchild in England. So, though the film doesn't cover this story, it is hinted at in the most subtle way. Basically, the more a viewer knows about Thatcher's time in power, the more he or she will take from the film, I believe.
So, would you recommend that everyone should see this film?
I don't know if everyone would like this film. It's interesting for women because you can see the story of a woman who gained so much respect in a typically male-dominated world. It's worth watching for people who are interested in British politics. However, it might not be very enjoyable for people who were opposed to Thatcher, because it does show her in a positive light. In my opinion, the director is not trying to show Thatcher as a hero. I think she's trying to show what a remarkable achievement it was for a lower middle-class woman to become leader of the Conservative Party and Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. What the film undoubtedly offers is an interesting study of aging, disappointments, and the loss of power, and most importantly, a stunning performance by Meryl Streep.
Okay, so The Iron Lady sounds like it's well worth renting on DVD. But it might not be everyone's cup of tea. What other DVD are you recommending today, then?